Want You to Be Happier series by talking about our need to calm down. We talk about the way we've normalized stress, our misconceptions about what calm is, and how living rattled affects us mentally and physically. We share tips for calming down and wrap it up by talking about calming ourselves versus trying to calm the storm, and our need to rely on the one who is always in the boat with us. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. And now, let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome back to Girl on a Hill and the I Want You to Be Happier series.
Yay!
I know,
yes.
We do. We care
yes,
about your happiness.
Absolutely.
We do. I've got everybody here with me today.
That's right.
It's exciting. Yep. As I was starting to map out the series, I asked myself the question, what would help you be happier, Becky? Like, think about it. What would make you a happier lady? And with the exception of having the resources to travel as much as I wanted, my answers were not material. Uh-huh. Like what jumped to my mind wasn't like, oh, I'd be happier if I had a better couch. Like I didn't care about that. My most immediate answer was, I think I would be happier if I could figure out how to calm down.
Mm. Yes. Wow. I feel that. Especially
yeah.
with kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just my most immediate outside of I want to go to Disneyland every day. It was I need to figure it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time. 4 decades of life. I was thinking about though how as a mother and as a teacher, I have often asked kids to calm down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when mm-hmm. and why. Okay. These are my main reasons. Okay, right. So we ask kids to calm down when they're out of control.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like when they're overreacting. Overtired, overstimulated, acting out because of it.
Yes.
Okay. We've seen this psycho 3-year-old running in circles. Oh, overreacting because you gave them the yellow cup instead mm-hmm. of the green and now they're on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We tell kids to calm down when they're frenzied, mm-hmm. bouncing around like pinballs, and after they've overdone it with something not healthy for their body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give a kid sugar.
Fun dip.
Yeah.
Oh. Gave my preschooler some ice cream cups.
Oh, this was a mistake.
Yeah, it's a bad choice. Yeah.
But how often do we take note of our own need to calm down?
Not often.
Rarely.
Mm-hmm. Do we see these same traits in ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're yes. there, but we don't do see them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that when we tend to overreact to small things, mm-hmm. have trouble regulating our responses when we're exhausted, overstimulated, and always moving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do we pay attention to the correlation to our overindulging in unhealthy things?
No.
Or our frenetic minds?
Nope.
I try not to.
Yeah. Let me just say this for you. You need to calm down.
Okay. Oh, my mom would say that.
You need to calm down.
It made me so mad.
We do. We need to simmer down. Yeah. Okay. Here's my definitions of calm.
Yeah.
If we want to calm down, we better know what calm
yes,
is.
Yes. I want to know.
These are... This one is for me, okay? I am calling. This is for me. Not showing or feeling nervousness, anger, or other strong emotions.
Hmm.
I like that they qualified it, though, that it's not just you don't have to just be nervous or angry. Mm-hmm. Any real strong emotion.
Right.
Because we all got our own pendulum.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A state of freedom from disturbance.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
Wouldn't that be nice? We're going to talk later that we have to figure it out aside from that, because that's not reality. But
right.
The absence of wind. Mm. I put that on there because I liked it. Like, I get that, where you're just like, the wind's not bugging you. A quietness or settling of the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's mental. And calming down is an exercise in patience and self-compassion.
Oh,
ooh,
I like that. Thank
too.
You, Psychology Today. Because I had never connected. I get the patience. Mm-hmm. I had never connected self-compassion to being an act of
calm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Here are some antonyms.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, Becky's personality. agitated.
Yeah.
Ruffled. Nervous. Frenzied.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal then in calming down is to become less
of those.
Agitated, ruffled, yeah. Frenzied. I want to be smooth and steady and undisturbed.
Like a happy duck on the water.
Yeah. No crazy feet. Yeah. Just floaty duck.
Yeah. Floaty duck.
Today's trait list is a self-check, but in reverse. Mm-hmm. I put, okay, so for some of us, like me, it's an aspirational list.
Yes.
I am on my journey to becoming a calm person.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a way for me to pinpoint the areas I had not personally connected with my own agitations.
Okay.
Like this is connecting dots for me. Like I hadn't realized that certain pieces of my personality or habits that I was doing weren't connected to my ruffled, easily rattled way of life. Okay. And we already know what an agitated person looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're painting the picture today of who we want to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Calm people. And again, I hope this connects some dots for you. Like, oh, I didn't realize. Okay. Calm people are patient.
Sometimes. But actually, yes, I'm saying that because I'm not a calm person.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. But that makes sense. Like, oh, yeah, yes, patient. I understand now how me being impatient leads to me being a loon.
Friends.
Okay. Calm people are compassionate.
Yeah.
Because no. Other people aren't going to send you into a tizzy if you're compassionate.
Right.
Calm people are kind to themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Calm people are comfortable with who they are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're comfortable with who you are, you're not going to be caught up in the prove it to everybody. I have to be perfect. I have to people please cycle.
Yes.
Which does not lead to being calm. Just tell you that.
Where do we find these calm people?
Right.
There are such unicorns. Things.
Yeah. My grandma is one, so be in your 80s.
Yeah.
Let's learn it prior to our 80s, though.
Accurate. Yeah.
You know what? I know a whole lot of men who are way more calm.
Well, different at least hormones. On the outside.
But yeah. Oh, that's what I wonder. Are they the duck feet?
Yeah.
I think that a lot.
Calm people are self-reflective.
Okay.
Always figuring out how can I grow, what can I do. Calm people use difficulties as opportunities to grow.
Yeah.
This one is rough. Sorry, people. Calm people are unhurried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hurry up, hurry up. We gotta go. We're really late. Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
As I was frustrated at the beginning today, like, time.
Yeah, we're not gonna make it.
Calm people... I hurt my feelings. Don't endlessly anticipate problems.
They don't.
Oh, that actually makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Calm people know that failure isn't the end.
No. Right.
It's part of life. And you're going to fail at lots of things.
Self-compassion. Meow.
Calm people use their time wisely.
Oh. Mm. I'm offended now.
I thought that was really good, though, because
I
read somewhere once that being like the extreme type A and the extreme type B are both misuses of time.
Oh.
Like constantly rushing and doing is a misuse and constantly doing nothing is a misuse.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair.
Calm people let go of control.
Oh.
Everyone's just like,
I don't know that I could ever be. No, I'm just kidding.
Calm people see the good.
Yeah.
And calm people trust that they can get through difficult things.
Okay.
Why are we here? How did we get here?
Oh, I don't know.
And some of these jump to my brain. Calm is no longer anyone's normal.
Has it been?
Really?
Yeah.
It's nobody's normal. We don't know what it looks like. It's nobody. So we think it's normal to be this way. Meequilibrium said this. Calm feels like a place you used to visit, but haven't been for far too long. If you do think about, like, when was the last time I was calm?
What was it? Undisturbed? What was the word?
Yeah.
Unruffled.
Yeah. There are moments.
Yeah.
I have pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psychology Today said, perhaps once... Calm came on its own and settled in when worry or obligation retreated. But in a hyper-stimulating world where intrusion is the default, interruptions are benignly labeled notifications, and watches don't rest silently on wrists, but buzz with the demands of others, the nervous system is constantly pitched into arousal mode. Calm no longer arrives unbidden. It has to be actively sought.
Amen. You're right. Yeah.
While we were sitting here, my watch said I wasn't moving.
Right? Yeah. I forgot to put mine back on the day after my shower. It's kind of nice. Yeah, but it is. I mean, we don't even think about that because that is our normal now. Like to be buzzed by our phones and our watches and to always have people in our space and so many things to do and rushing here and there. We're used to it. Oh. It's not how it's supposed to be. We have to seek it out. It's not just going to magically come.
Right.
Like all the other things we're learning.
Fair.
That makes calm really tricky and hard for us because we think about calm meaning, as Psychology Today put it, an absence of effort.
Oh.
That's kind of what we think about calm as. I'm not doing nothing.
Like culturally, we think that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We think about it's the void or the break or the rest, or I sent them pictures, the laying in the hammock and the sunshine.
Yeah.
We think about that as what calm is. But we have to start thinking about calm differently if we ever want to feel that way. Because how many of us have time or opportunity to spend the whole of our days gazing at the ocean or simply reading and drinking tea?
Right.
We get minutes of that.
Yeah.
Right.
But that is not going to be our whole, of us. That's not real. So we have to think about calm differently. We can't think about calm as just laying in my hammock is what calm is. It's not. It's calming.
Yeah. The verb. Yeah. But maybe not just. It
can't be what it is. It's not the noun.
It's not the noun. Yeah.
Leads me to number two. Okay. We have the wrong idea about what calm is. Because even if we're living the poolside life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I don't know anyone who is.
But right.
Sounds fantastic.
Say it's out there. Say there's
somebody is out there. And if we're doing calm things, your heart and your mind can be anything but calm.
Right. Mm. See, that's the appearance.
Yeah.
Mm.
It doesn't really matter where we are. You can be uncalm at the ocean.
Like that one meme where it's like, oh, I need a vacation. They get on the beach. Nope, I need a therapy.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is nice, but I need therapy.
Yeah. But like when I picture like what is calm and I picture like the Zen meditation guy or the lady doing yoga on the beach.
Yeah, the bonsai tree and the.
Yes, Mr. Miyagi with his thing.
The sand that you comb, the closest I get is cleaning the cat box.
If you find your Zen there.
I don't, but I was like, look, it's my Zen.
Tips from Julie.
Sorry, every time.
I didn't have it on my tip list, so.
Now I'm going to think that. Don't have a Zen garden? You've got a cat. Maybe, now you got a Zen garden.
Maybe I'll start drawing a design.
See, the funny thing is everyone this week with a cat that's heard this will think that. Every single one.
You're
welcome.
Sure.
I'm
going
to leave a heart for her.
Yes.
Maybe I'll draw her a sunshine.
We'll stack the turds like cairns.
Well, I'm getting rid of them.
Okay. Maybe she'd like it.
Okay.
We are loony. No.
Sorry.
So there are elements of your lifestyle and your environment.
Yes.
That can help or hinder your calm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. 100. Like, help or hinder.
Are you going to talk about the Apostle Paul? Because that came up into my brain, but maybe not. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I think we've gotten into a bad habit where we think calm is only found in the quiet.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, how do you find it?
That's what I would put it as.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got 6 people living in my house. It's not quiet.
Yeah.
No. That can't be my definition.
It's like, are you going to find that somewhere? Like, where's it hiding?
Right. Like, in 20 years when they don't live with me.
Right.
So I can't continue to rely solely on my environment.
Yeah.
Because, all of us, whether you live alone or with people, like you're all interacting with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At some point.
Mm-hmm. And it's very rare to find a day where all the people you're interacting with are drama free and peaceful and in control of their moods.
Yeah.
But, that's just not real.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not real. So it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. It's how you're thinking that will determine how calm you're feeling.
Mm. That's why I was thinking Paul.
Yeah. The
secret of
contentment. Yeah. See, it sneaks back in. Scripture has a way of penetrating our hearts. Yeah. Double-edged sword and all.
Yep.
Let me just say this. Our thinking is out of whack.
Yeah.
Well. Our brains are in fight or flight all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cortisol. Mm-hmm. Got it.
This leads me to the first truth you need to hear.
Okay.
Sorry. Fear is back.
Ah.
Okay, it's just now it's almost comical.
Back like, again.
It's not that I want the Backstreet Boys to come. Yeah. Fear can't.
Yeah.
At the root of all unrest, and I really like unrest as an opposite of calm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can feel that.
Mm-hmm. At the root of all unrest is this, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
I've broken this down where you might be like, that's not true. Oh, it is. Okay. So think about the last few times you were rattled. Okay. If you're willing to dig into your thoughts and emotions and see past the immediate situation, you're going to see fear. Okay. I broke this down. Okay. Even in a situation like getting stuck in traffic. Okay. Because that's all rattled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of us. Sure. Okay. Underneath that, I'm afraid we're going to be late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Underneath that surface fear is I'm afraid what the people at the thing I'm going to be late to will think about me.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Fair. So, okay, let's do another one. Your kid is acting out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Surface fear. I'm afraid they're never going to grow out of this bad habit or this mood.
What's under that?
Okay. Underneath that, the real fear. I'm afraid I'm a bad parent who isn't capable of handling this, or this is my fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Becky. Yes.
Their faces have just shown. Like,
I was like, did you just call me out right now? That is exactly how it feels.
See, but we're like, oh, it's not fear. It's just my kids being naughty.
No.
No, dig into it.
I definitely fear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm same girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Minor teenagers and it's still like, am I doing something?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even smaller issues. Like my dang pop fridge still broken.
Mm. Oh.
Repair guy coming this week.
Oh, praise the Lord.
But if an appliance breaks, because everybody has that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's either, you know, you have a fear of being inconvenienced or a fear of having to spend money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then we're not going to have enough and all of that.
Yep.
Fear rattles you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Unrest.
Here's another truth. Like I said, calm is not our normal. No. Should be. But it's essential for your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I didn't cite this, but this is not me. I'm not this smart. Only when the nervous system is released from defensive mode, AKA fight or flight. So only when you're not in fight or flight, can your inner resources be redeployed to engage in repair, recovery, imagination, and exploration, and to enable social engagement. So like your brain can't recover. Your body's not going to repair itself while it's in fight or flight.
Yeah, it's not going to do the work to imagine, research it. Can't imagine,
can't create.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So that's fun.
Oh, great.
But my nervous personality shutting that all down.
Yay.
It hurts you physically, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Constant vigilance. I really liked that phraseology. I was like, oh, that's rude.
Constantly vigilant.
There are a lot of articles. If you are like me, just go look it up. Constant vigilance is not only exhausting. Okay, which it's it is.
Just for Harry Potter guys.
Right? No, it can actually stiffen your veins.
Oh.
And affect your memory.
That's gross.
No, thank you. Additionally, you can have trouble sleeping, which I knew that.
Oh.
It increases your blood pressure, gives you headaches, stomach pain, and increased anxiety.
Yay! All those places where you feel all those things.
Don't need more of.
I don't want any of that.
No.
I don't need help doing any of those things.
Right.
Here's the truth that I don't like. This has a lot to do with what we talked about in our Good Mood episode.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's a self-created storm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You're doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
Great.
We're experts on it.
Which X-Men are you? Storm.
Yeah. But sometimes, even if you're not creating the storm, you're adding to it.
Yeah.
Right.
You're getting out the power fan and blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our brains sabotage our happiness. And I started reflecting the most recent times I was rattled. It was 100% my reaction to the thing. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the thing. It was me reacting to the thing. Because it's just a thing. Mm-hmm. Talked about that. It's just a thing. It was how I was choosing to see and think about the situation rather than the situation. Mm-hmm. Usually the situation isn't all that big of a deal. Especially if you step back, you sleep on it. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing.
And usually the sleep helps.
He does. Because then you're not in the red zone anymore and you can think rationally and be like, oh.
I know, sometimes it takes a while to go to sleep though after you.
It is true. It is true.
But eventually you do.
You do, eventually. And it will look different in the morning. Like that is sound advice.
Yeah.
And this is really like it. You aren't taking responsibility for your own calmness. We keep handing it over.
Right. Oh, don't do that.
People and things.
Like the mood, yeah.
Yeah. It, you know, Jesus should take the wheel, not your broken pop fridge. Like, no.
It doesn't have arms.
Shouldn't rattle you.
Right.
Like, does this deserve? No.
No.
You want some tips?
Yes.
Okay. Bring it. This is where we're getting happy again. These are tips and things that calm people do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because calm people exist.
They're out there.
They do.
I imagine they're probably, an old Asian guy for some reason. That's what comes
to Mr. Miyagi is just what you're thinking of.
Yeah. Walking with his hands behind his back.
Even Donnie Yen or It
makes
Man.
Sense. He got fresh air. He got exercise. He was serving and mentoring.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, Keanu Reeves.
Served his country.
Yeah.
Mm. Keanu Reeves does. But he does a lot of service. Service is another episode we're going to do in this series. I got a lot of this from Psychology Today. I just want to shout out them. Like last time, I'm going to start small.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll work our way up.
Well, immediate symptoms and then get to the root issue. Right. I want you to always do both. Okay. Oh. Because there is merit in creating temporary calm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because then you can get out of the red zone and think more clearly. You take a chill pill. Okay. And you don't always have the headspace to reflect when you're worked up.
Yeah.
So you got to calm down. Okay. Right. Breathe.
Oh, right. Knew that one.
Multiple articles. Talked about
breathe appropriately.
Yes, that deep breathing is the fastest approach to calming down. Mm-hmm. There's like the whole methods, like in for 7, hold for 4, out for 8. Yeah. Like breathe.
Okay, okay.
Breathe.
I can do that.
Into your diaphragm.
It does help. It does help. Okay. Nature. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talked about that in Good Mood.
Yes.
It really does help. One idea that I read specifically was stargazing, and I loved that. Mm-hmm. Because I usually think we think about it in the day.
Yeah.
And that at night our opportunity is gone. It's not.
Yeah.
Go outside at night.
Take a drive if you need to.
We're moving into summer so we can see more stars around here.
Yeah.
David and I love to go lay on our trampoline at night in the summer. And I'm just like, I love it.
So sweet.
Yeah. Get nature. It really does do something. To your mood. Sure does.
Like I always, when I look at the stars, I always think, I'm so much smaller and then everything else seems smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? It just minimizes all the other BS that I'm worried about.
Yeah. Well, and it's just like, wow, this world is so darn pretty and
I love
how ordered it is too.
Yes.
Because you can always find the constellations and they change with the seasons.
Yes.
And I appreciate the order.
Yes.
It's dependable. It's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that is sweet.
I love it. Okay. I really liked this. Bake, make, eat, or drink something with a strong, pleasing smell.
Ooh. I can dig it.
I know, right? Like, okay.
Bread and coffee.
But like, smell is really powerful.
Yeah.
Like it has very strong effects on us. So smell something really strong. They specifically said something really strong, like strong smell. Make a good cup of coffee, make some break chocolate chip cookies, whatever it is, like warm,
do your laundry with a nice dryer sheet. If you do a dryer sheet, grandma's house always smelled like bounce or something. It was nice.
I'm making homemade vanilla and open a bottle just to smell it already. It's only been in there for 1 month and it already smells.
Oh, I bet it smells good.
So that's nice, strong. I'm like, okay, I should remember this. Like,
Our roses bloom this week too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it smells so good.
Mm-hmm. That is good. Fresh citrus. Good. Like, Okay.
Oh.
This was another one. I liked this. Cuddle a person, a pet, or wrap up in a cozy blanket. Mm-hmm. Basically just like do something sensory, touching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make yourself a little burrito. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They make tortilla blankets. They're real cute.
One of the kids has one.
Maybe. Listen to audio that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Mm. And that can be, you know, it can be a podcast. It can be sounds of Disneyland, like I listen to. It could be music, whatever makes you happy.
My dad likes engine sounds.
Hey.
If it makes airplane
engine sounds, classic engine airplane sounds. That single, makes him single happy. Prop. Yeah, it does.
Cool.
Hilarious.
Makes well, I mean, happy. It's his job, like the comfort, like yeah. what he worked on. Yeah.
Oh, that must be exciting. Every time you start a plane, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I like
that
it.
Propeller or however you do it. But yeah, it has a different sound. And he had a CD when we were kids, and sometimes he just played in the
Oh, house. That's so awesome.
That and like John Philip Sousa. So welcome to my childhood.
So much makes sense.
It's so sweet.
BeMoreWithLess.com. And y'all need to listen to this, especially a couple of you. That moment that you're telling yourself you absolutely don't have the time to take care of yourself is the exact moment you need to take care of yourself.
Just brush your teeth, friend. Just 30 seconds to brush your teeth.
Right then you're like, I do not have time. I
emotionally, you need to brush your teeth. I mean, health-wise, too.
Whatever it is. Like, essentially, when you're telling yourself that you cannot take a break, a breath, a moment, that is when you most need one.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind.
I've been telling that to my kid. Like, when you are working on a project and you feel like you're going to go crazy and start shooting up the town, like, stop. Do something else. And then come back to it when you're fresh.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a break. When you're like, I got to get through it. No, you need one. Okay, now we're going to start to fix it. So those are some light, happy things like bake and look at the stars. Okay, now let's fix the problem.
Fix the real problem. Let's fix the real problem.
Smell something. Got it.
These are really much easier to type than to do.
Cool.
There.
Don't think too much about your problems.
Wow.
But this one, okay, there's a caveat, and it's so darn true. Answers come to relaxed minds, not stressed ones.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right. Everything.
Light bulb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
It has been true for me every time.
Okay, I'll consider that.
That's why my good ideas like always come in the shower or on a walk.
No, you're right. Yeah, because you're on a walk. You're getting in the nature, getting the sunshine.
Yep. And you're not like sitting there fretting about it.
Right.
That's not your brain. You're in the red zone. Your brain's not working.
Fair.
Deal with problems as they happen.
Ooh, wait, what?
Now, this is twofold.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This means not worrying about them before they happen.
Oh.
And not pretending they don't exist when they do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't sweep it and then don't grab for a problem that doesn't
exist yet. Yeah.
Don't sprinkle the dirt there first.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got it.
Take the bad in stride. Understand that not everything will always go your way, and believe that you have the fundamental capacity to cope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have so much more power than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah, right, you're right. I'm trying to hand it out all the time. That's true.
And you are so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. Think about all the stuff you've been through. Still here.
You've made it through 100% of your days until now.
I've thought that so many times, Jolene, because you've said that.
No, I thought you said it.
I don't remember you telling me that. And so there have been days
said it.
Jolene tells me I'm going to make it through 100% of my bad days.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was one of you guys. So
someone in this room.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you.
Take the time to celebrate your wins.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because then you'll remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Text a friend about it.
Good stuff happens.
Yeah. That's true.
Our texts were so much happier this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like.
It wasn't planned.
Yeah. Good stuff. I liked it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this one. Recognize that sometimes other people behave weirdly.
Oh, well,
like weird haha or weird cat in
all
pants.
Of the above. All you know that sometimes
not bad.
Just that sometimes people are going to be offensive or maybe not treat you great or respond exactly the way you want to. I liked the wording though. And their mention that calm people don't waste time overthinking the actions and words of other people.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't have to sit and analyze, armchair analyze why that person said or did that thing.
They probably didn't think about it through. You. Yeah. No.
The grumpy dude at Costco, this has been our thing today. Like, it's probably not about you.
No.
It's about them. And we don't need to spend time worrying about why he's behaving this strange way. Why he doesn't have social niceties. Like, nah.
No.
That's not for you to think about.
And if you do, just give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe something happened this week and he's just wants to take it out. Lady at Costco. I don't know.
See the middle ground. Mm. They said, calm people look for middle ground options rather than being all or nothing people. For example, if they don't have time to do all of a task, they'll do a little bit rather than completely avoid getting started.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me, too.
Yes.
Like, I get how...
Works at work, but it doesn't work at home.
Mm. Well, it can work.
And all
or nothing.
Work.
It should work. Yeah. Should work.
Yeah. Yes. And the last one I have, they don't shut down when they're feeling down. Oh. Calm people don't shut down when they're feeling down. Letting dishes build up for 5 days, isolating from everybody, not moving your body for weeks. That's all going to have consequences that will make your life more stressful and cause more agitation. So calm people don't shut down. They keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep doing little bits. Got Doesn't it. Have to be everything. Just a little bit so that your life, you're not making your life harder.
Mm. Okay.
It's giving yourself something to deal with.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's super fun for you. Okay. You ready for the real real?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bring it.
It's a little shorter today.
Okay.
But it's to the point and you need to hear it.
Okay.
As I study for the podcast, over and over I saw the quote, stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself. The storm will pass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I love it. I love it. Because all too often when stressful situations come up, our go-to response is to try to fix the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not our response to the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most of the time, at least for me, I'm upset by stuff I absolutely cannot fix.
Right. Mm. Right.
Completely out of my control things.
Oy.
I can't change the weather. I cannot control other people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to hear that. You cannot control other people.
Mm-hmm.
You can. I am not in charge of the future. What I can control is me, and I can take captive my thoughts, and I can change the way I think, and I can choose the way I react, and I can choose how much time I spend thinking about something that upsets me. I cannot calm the storm, but I can calm myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's an even better way to think about it. Stop trying to calm the storm. Calm yourself. Let Jesus handle the storm.
That's right.
So I think about the day the disciples were on the water with Jesus and the crazy storm came. And they did what we do. They panicked.
How is he sleeping? Yes. Someone wake him.
Yes.
Sleeping because he's really tired.
Yes.
And he's not worried.
And here's what I thought about too. They were mad at Jesus for not fixing the problem when they wanted him to.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I don't do that.
Right?
My bad, Lord.
For not immediately jumping to his feet to solve their issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I felt that. Like, oh, crud. Because we armchair coach. So, like, what are you doing? Jesus is with you. Hey, what are we doing? Jesus is with us.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I know my own responses to hard stuff. And it's, why are you letting me go through this, God?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't you love me? Don't you care? Don't you see the rain? Don't you see I'm rattled? Like, he knows.
Yeah,
he knows. Sees.
He's like, yeah, honey.
He's like, honey.
Yeah.
Every day of your life, kid. He knew the storm was coming that day. Like, he got on that boat with them knowing that was coming.
It's true.
He knew they'd freak out.
Mm-hmm. And he still took a nap.
Yeah,
exactly. He's like, I'm too tired to even think about it. Taking a nap.
He knows, too, that we are expecting him to give us peaceful, calm days all of the time. That's what we think his love is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not. The storms will come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True.
And I think God wants us to not only trust that he is there with us when the storms are raging, but to know that calm is not found situationally.
Mm.
Calm isn't when everything is going our way. And thank God, because that's almost never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not.
Yeah. It really isn't.
It's really not. Calm is him.
Mm.
Sometimes he will calm the storm for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just have to ride it out.
Right.
But we're never alone. Like, the storm was right. He was still in the boat.
Right.
He was still there. They weren't alone. He was there the whole time. And I think those are the times when I think he wants our trust in him to be what secures us.
Right.
What that to keep us from freaking out.
Mm.
I loved the wording of the Amplified Bible in this story. This is Luke 8:25. And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful?" This is when he'd finally, when he'd woken up. Deal with him.
Yeah.
When he's finally awake. I think he's dealing with them, not so much the storm.
Yeah.
And he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? Where is your faith, your trust, your confidence in me, in my veracity and my integrity?" It's like, don't you know?
Right.
I'm here. I've got you. I've always had this. Like, I was always here. I am the calm. I was thinking, like, if Jesus has the power to calm a violent sea with a word, how much easier is it him for us to for him to calm me down when I'm panicking about something tiny and ridiculous?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He has that power.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not the wind.
No. How often do I turn to him?
Right.
I want to start thinking about the storms that come through my life differently. And honestly, they're not storms. They're gentle breezes.
Yeah.
The things we're panicking about are not big deals.
Right.
And just allow the knowledge that God is in the boat with me to be enough.
Yeah.
To not expect him to fix the tiny little thing. To just know, like, you're with me. You've got me. You care. You see it. You see me. You knew. To let that comfort me. To let that calm me. I do not ever have to calm the storm. It's not my ability. Mm-hmm. But I can allow Christ's presence in the boat with me to calm me.
Mm. Amen.
And that's what I'm in charge of.
That's a good one.
And
the end.
Let's go be calm.
And let's be calm. Honestly, as I thought about it, that is my number one thing of what would make me a happier person is to not freak out all the time.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day.
It's not doing anything for my kids or my husband.
No.
Either.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's not for yours either. So let's calm down.
Yeah, let's take it easy.
Let's take responsibility.
Yeah.
Let's be happier.
Yes, let's do that.
I want you to be happier. And I want you to be calm.
You can do it.
All right. We love you. We will be back with another topic to help you be a happier lady next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.